Morning, everyone. We appreciate the good song service, the very humble prayer, and I'm always come up here with certain fear and trepidation, and I stand in need of your prayers. I'll speak a little bit, and I'll get out of Brother Steve's way, because I want to hear him preach myself. My prayer, as always, is that the Lord, either through me or in spite of me, will give you a blessing that he knows that you need, and he's deserving of all the glory. We have at any time. Coming to church this morning is, as is every time we come, is a great privilege. Sometimes we may not look at it that way, and Brother Kenny mentioned there's a lot of apathy in the world today, and there's a lot of people that are not in church this morning, a lot of people that are members of churches that are not going to church and don't attend the churches. And there may be believers in God that, for whatever reason, they've chosen not to come to church. Coming to church is important. It's a privilege, and it's a tremendous blessing. You get a blessing from it when you come, and especially if you come in the right attitude and expecting the right thing. Get up in the morning, and I know, like on days like this where I'm expected to get up here, I'm pretty nervous. I always go through this nervous deal about what if I forget everything that I've been trying to study, and what if what I say doesn't connect with anybody. But even on those days when I know I may not be speaking, I ought to get up and I ought to come praying. I ought to pray just as hard as if I do when I have to get up here and I'm scared to death. I ought to pray just as hard as when Brother Kenny and Brother Steve or somebody I could speak, and we all should. You know, you've heard me say many times, even though there's a few of us that get up front here, this is not our show. We're all in this together. We're here to praise and honor one person. We have an audience of one, and that's the Lord. We should come praying that we'll praise and give all glory to the Lord. When we do that, and we do that in the right attitude, we're the one that gets the great blessing from it. And we're the ones that can't hide that from anybody. I want to point out a couple of scriptures. In Matthew 17, Jesus is taking Peter and Paul and John. He's taking them, beginning at chapter 17 of Matthew. He's taking Peter, James, and John to the top of a mountain, and there he was transfigured before them. Jesus was transfigured. We're going to see. He was in the presence there of Moses and Elijah, who talked to him, and also the Lord, because the Lord spoke and said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased, hear ye him." Jesus was there in the presence of Moses and Elijah, but more importantly, he was in the presence of the Father. Now we know, we believe in a three-in-one Father, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and the three of them are separate, but they're one God. Jesus here is in the presence of the Lord, and if you look what happens to him when he's in the presence of the Lord, and he was transfigured before them, verse 2, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was as white as light. His face was shining because he was in the presence of the Lord. We see Moses there too, and we're reminded of a similar incident with Moses back in the book of Exodus, chapter 34. Moses was up with the Lord at Mount Sinai. He was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights, fast. In verse 29 of Exodus 34, and it came to pass when Moses came down from the Mount Sinai with the two tables of testimony, the Ten Commandments, when he came down from the mount, that Moses wist not, he did not know that his skin of his face shone while he talked with him, while he talked with the Lord. And when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone so much that they were afraid to come near him. Later he had to even wear a veil. Both Moses and then Jesus earlier we talked about, when they were in the presence of the Lord, their face shined. They became white. Moses here didn't even know it was taking place with him. It's no difference with it when we are. When we come to church and we place ourselves in the presence of the Lord, we come with the right frame of mind and we're asking the Lord not only to help us understand and be blessed with the sermon that day, but also bless the brethren that have to get up and speak. We go with that right frame of mind, the Lord blesses us. You can't hide that in your face. Your face will shine. Your personality will shine. Just like when you become a child of God, your personality changes. Now, it's not up to us to judge who's a child of God and who's not. If you ask me, I'll judge the people wrong. There's people I don't like, and I may not want them to. I don't want them to be a child of God for another reason, you know. So we're not to do that because we'd all make a mistake. But you go over and read in John 3 when it talks about when we're born again, when regenerated and called, it talks about we have no control over that. That's up to the wind. We can't see the wind coming and we can't see the wind going. But you know what? You can see the wind when it has an effect. I can look out here and I can't see the wind, but I can see that tree blowing. And I can remember going on some of my scouting trips with my son, and I remember one instance where we were in a little canyon there and we could look. We could see the wind coming, couldn't see the wind, but we could see the grass starting to bend ahead of us, and in a few minutes it hit us. You know, we could see the wind's effects. You can see the effects of the Spirit. You can see it in people's faces. You can see it in their lives and the way they conduct their lives. Somebody that's been to church that's been really blessed, they can't hide it. They're excited about it, and they feel good about it. It's a great blessing to come here because not only will you be blessed in coming to church, but people around you will be blessed because they'll see it in you. That shining of Moses' face and of the Lord's face, Jesus, when he was in the presence of the Lord, we're just like that. When we're truly blessed and you come out of a service and you think, boy, that was good, I enjoyed it, and I was praying for it, and the Lord blessed me. You know, it's what's strange about it is when we come and we're in a bad mood or something, we may miss a wonderful blessing that day because we're expecting the preacher to do something for us. You remember when Naaman the leper went to see Elisha and wanted to be healed of the leprosy? And Elisha wouldn't even see him, just said, go out and dip yourself 7 times in the Jordan River. And he went away mad. I got rivers back in Damascus better than the Jordan River. Why didn't he come out and wave his magic wand over me and do some magic and do something great and brilliant? You know, you came to church here this morning to hear the gospel preached and be in the presence of the Lord. If you came expecting something different, you may say, well, I want to go to a big church where they wear robes and they have big organs and they have big pianos and you have a big show. That's what Naaman wanted. Naaman wanted a big show. And his people finally talked to him and said, hey, if he'd have created a big show, you'd have done it. Why don't you just do the simple thing he asked? Go down and dip yourselves in the Jordan River. Naaman almost, and he did it and he was healed. He almost missed a wonderful blessing there because he was expecting some big show. When it turns out his entire body was cleansed and he received the blessing of a lifetime. We need to come expecting a blessing. We need to come expecting the Lord to be here. We come here expecting the Lord to bless us and bless the preacher, and we ought to come praying for that purpose. Because when we do, our face is going to shine, we're going to be blessed, and we're going to, by our inspiration, we will bless those around us. Thank you for your kind attention. Brother Steve, come preach for us.